This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. If you talk to grandparents raising grandchildren in West Virginia, their stories are often remarkably similar. The grandparents talk about addiction, a strong sense of family and obligation, worries about their own physical and mental health, coupled with concerns for grandchildren or even great-grandchildren under their care. In the last of our five-part series on grand families, Carol Lofton talks about how these issues can affect a child's success in school.
At Lakewood Elementary School in Kanawha County, school is just dismissing for the day. In 2016, 40% of Lakewood students were being raised by a grandparent. This year, that number dropped to 15%. But Principal Kelly Hayes thinks that's a temporary dip, with more in the pipeline.
What we've also noticed at Lakewood is our low SES status has grown over the course of these 6 years by 12%, which is huge.
Low SES, meaning low socioeconomic standing. This low SES status correlates with the rise of grandparents as primary caregivers, since older adults tend to be on fixed incomes that aren't high. Sarah Anderson is a developmental psychologist at West Virginia University. She says research shows poverty is associated with low academic achievement and less access to all kinds of resources.
So the potential to put them in private school, for example, save for college and just kind of being able to continually provide those resources.
Despite lack of resources, more than one teacher told me that students being raised by grandparents seem to be doing pretty well.
Most of the ones with grandparents, I guess it's like 50-50. The majority of them actually do better.
That's Suzanne Lucas, a second grade teacher at Lakewood and a grandmother raising two grandchildren. There's not a whole lot of data on whether the anecdotal evidence Lucas gives is true, broadly speaking. Studies looking at the academic impact of grandparents raising grandchildren are more than a decade old. Meanwhile, the sheer number of grandparents raising grandchildren has grown to what WVU's Anderson calls unprecedented. At Lakewood Elementary, fifth grade teacher Jessica Blake says sometimes the grandparents are more involved than parents because they really want to do right by the kids in their care. And that involvement helps.
Yeah, academically, I mean, my grandparents are absolutely wonderful. They want to do everything they can for them. I mean, they come to meetings, they show up, they ask, what can I do to help? I mean, they want their grandchild to succeed.
But grandparents do seem to struggle when it comes to behavioral issues that cause a child to act out or be less attentive.
Behavioral seems to be, I think, the biggest impact is where I'm seeing it more. So because sometimes the grandparents don't know how to discipline them.
And when kids act out, their academics suffer. Principal Hayes again.
Typically because behavior is linked to academic achievement in most cases, where they're not able to pay attention in class and things like that, so they miss a lot of the curriculum.
Hayes says while the grandparents are more involved, they are also harder to communicate with through modern means.
You know, now we serve all of our midterms and reports online, and so a lot of times we have to teach the grandparent how to link into that, to see what the reports are, to communicate with the teacher. We do a lot of that online.
No matter how technology savvy or not, the grandparents are, though, just navigating the system can be overwhelming. Throughout this series, the chorus I heard over and over again is, we need more support. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from WVU Medicine and Charleston Area Medical Center. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Kara Lofton. I'm Teresa Wills.
Hi, this This is Scott Finn, Executive Director of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I just want to say thank you so much. Thanks to the 750-plus members who participated in our Listen, Sustain, Protect campaign. You helped us meet our goal. Your generous donations are helping to make sure this service stays healthy and strong. Thank you for standing up for what you believe in. Thank you for standing up for West Virginia Public Broadcasting.